This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Wednesday, February 24th, 2016. I'm Mark Boulanger. International labor organizations are condemning a decision by the Iranian government to sentence a leading teacher unionist to 6 years in prison. Ismail Abdi, a leader of the Tehran branch of the Iranian Teachers Trade Association, has been convicted for alleged crimes related to trade union activism. Last summer, Mr. Abdi tried to get a visa to attend the Congress of Education International in Ottawa. To get the visa, he had to go to Albania because Canada does not have an embassy in Iran. He was turned back at the border and told to argue his case with officers at the infamous Evin prison. There, he was arrested. And now he has been given a long prison sentence for his labor union work. Education International is the global union federation which represents teachers and other education workers. EI General Secretary Fred Van Leeuwen told the media Mr. Abdi's detention represents infringements of various international human rights conventions, including those protecting the freedom of expression and association. To better understand the plight of teachers in Iran, I talked to Akbar Zarin. Mr. Zarin is a union leader in Isfahan, the country's third largest city. We spoke through an interpreter. I asked him to describe how the government of Iran is treating its teachers.
The government is not really trying to allow us to improve our education. They're trying to keep the level of the education at the level that was about 35 years ago. They don't want the students to be educated with new material. We have to keep on providing the same and exact information that we were giving the students 25 years ago. And they try to show or have this kind of a implication inside the society that the teachers are asking for too much and they don't deserve any more. And this is at a time that he's saying all the other employees in different sectors and stuff, they get, beside their salaries, they get a really good bonus. Bonuses not only, you know, to help out with their other expenses like books or for their insurance or any other things, they don't get anything. They even allow workers at the factories like the steel factory of the Isfahan, which is a very well-known factory, to have bonuses to allow allowance to get their books and stuff. But they don't allow teachers to have books.
You say that the government is trying to influence how Iranians think about themselves and their society by not supporting education. How is it doing that?
The problem that we have in Iran is because the Ministry of Education has tried to differentiate the human science subjects in Iran than what exactly it is. Because like any other subjects like math or the ones that are very clear that 2 times 2 is 4, they cannot change those as much. But their hands are wide open to changing the meaning of the human sciences. They are trying to replace the human science courses with the religious courses and only have human science courses in schools that are designated as art school or universities.
Interpreter services for this interview were provided by Hamid Garaji, a longtime activist with the International Alliance in Support of Workers in Iran. And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.